Parrot Story. Mr. and Mrs. Huang, a couple in Taipei County who ran a betel nut stand, had a pet parrot. You couldn't help but love this parrot. He was a friend of the neighborhood children, and a group of students came to visit him every day after school to play with him. This very smart parrot knew how to talk. He would often call out Mommy, Daddy, Hello, and Bye-bye. When a child laughed or cried, the parrot would imitate the sound, sometimes crying even louder than the child. Every evening when the garbage truck came by, this very responsible parrot would begin to jump around wildly, urging his master to bring the bags of garbage to the truck. The Huangs' lives revolved around this parrot as though he were their own child, and he called them Daddy and Mommy. But one day, misfortune came to the happy family. The parrot was stolen. Mrs. Huang was miserable to distraction. Every time she thought of the parrot, the tears would stream down her cheeks. During the day, she would ride her motorcycle from pet shop to pet shop looking for the bird. She couldn't sleep at night. After a few days without her beloved parrot, she asked to ride along with the garbage collectors in their truck when they did their route, hoping for a miracle. The kidnapped parrot became very sad and depressed when he realized that his masters were nowhere to be found. He wouldn't eat or drink. Some days later, the Taoyuan County Police found and arrested the criminal ring responsible for the theft. They brought the parrot to a pet shop for temporary safekeeping. The pet shop owner said the parrot was very well behaved and he called her grandma. But he wouldn't touch the fruit and bird seed she brought him. She tried to force feed him, but he still refused to accept the food. When Mr. Huang received notice from the police that their parrot had been found, he and his wife immediately rushed over to the pet shop in Taoyuan to bring their beloved parrot home. To their dismay, they found that the parrot had lost a lot of weight and his wings were injured. The Huang's hearts ached when they saw all the birdseed stuck to his neck, concrete proof that in their absence, he would rather die than accept food. When he saw his masters arrive, the parrot, who was near death, flapped his wings excitedly in greeting and called out loudly, "Hello, master!" Mr. Huang was deeply moved. Heaven had not deserted him. His parrot hadn't starved to death, nor had he been sold. Having gotten their dear pet back, Mr. and Mrs. Huang hugged each other tightly and cried tears of joy. They kept repeating, "We are happier than if we'd won first prize in the lottery."